Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans.
Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did. It's the holiday season, and you don't know what to get as a gift or stocking stuffer? Well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you win this year's stocking stuffer or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they have served more than 4 million men worldwide. Now, if my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code Pesky Report. That's PESKYREPORT. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Oh, hey, what's going on?
Gone.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. My name is Brad Chandler. This is episode number 87. Holy shit, we've done 87 of these. We have a lagout.
Right. Oh, wow, okay. It's like you're loading up to say some crazy shit, and it's just, we have a lockout. Like, yeah, the boner has instantly been killed. Like, the flaccidity chart is off the charts.
It's
oh,
fucking
gone.
This fucking sucks.
Who saw it coming?
Who did? With me today, I have my two dudes. I have my co-hosts. I have Hogdale here. How we doing today, buddy?
Just the pass play today. And, you know, that's pretty good. Yeah,
that's why we are recording at 6 o'clock in the evening instead of, like, 9 whatever.
I didn't hit send because I didn't want to be hyperbolic, but I literally had a text sent out that said, if our recording time eats into the Pats game, I'm going to throw myself off a balcony.
Oh, no. I have something I want to do at 8 o'clock as well that doesn't have to do with the New England Patriots. I'm a wrestling fan, so Monday Night Raw comes on at 8.
Oh, yeah, Raw's on. It's true. I thought you were just like, yeah, I'm going to jerk off, and I just want you guys to know.
I'm not going to? I mean, Liv Morgan's going to be fighting Becky Lynch. There's two good reasons. Never mind. Let's continue. And also with us today, speaking of jerking off, we have Ryan Brady. Wow, we are just like on a roll tonight.
On fire. What a start.
I don't even know what the fuck to say. I don't know where to start. Season's greetings, gentlemen. I will not be watching Raw or the Pats, but
you will be watching your alpacas.
Yes,
I will. I will be taking care of the alpacas, and we'll be spending some quality
fucking
time together.
Farmer Brady.
That's me.
It.
Yep, that's me. That's my fucking life.
So I I went and I looked up what alpacas were because I thought I knew what they were. And then I looked them up and I was like, yeah, those are exactly what I thought they were. And I'm like, wait a minute, this motherfucker actually has alpacas.
Yeah, the truth about alpacas, they're off-brand llamas and everyone's afraid to say it.
Ew, that is fucking blasphemous what you just said.
I bet it is. I know nothing about
you. That's Iowa education at its finest, but okay.
Okay. Okay, first off, fucker, our education is, I'm pretty sure, in the top 15. So,
like, there's get out eight of you. There's fucking there eight of you.
Whatever. I'm so done with you. It's not like we're fucking Wyoming. Like, we have people here.
You're close enough.
Iowa, we're not Wyoming. What a fucking slogan.
No, the thing is, you fucked up because the true Iowa slogan is we're not Nebraska. Those fucking sister fuckers down there in Nebraska. If you're listening to this from Nebraska and you're offended, I hope you are. Fuck all you.
You've got like 10 dentists in the whole fucking state. 10.
We're the pork capital of the United States. Put some goddamn respect on Iowa's name.
Shocking. I would have never guessed that. Shocking.
We got pork. It was corn. No, it's actually Nebraska's number one in corn. Like, we're like number three behind like Nebraska and somewhere else. And we're number one in pork.
Maybe number two next year. Maybe.
Iowa. I only know Iowa because of Slipknot, so fuck all of you.
Hell yeah. Not Fest, bro.
Yeah, hey, brother. So we were talking just a little bit before we started recording about I didn't realize this. I'm on a lengthy tenure on Facebook, and Ryan Brady is very happy with me because it's been about how long? 5 months?
I don't even, it's not
5 months. It's been like 3.
You definitely deserve some kind of recognition, like
a medal.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say,
you know that meme, the, like after the Lions one where it's like the kindergarten, like certificate with the star that says you did it, like didn't get suspended on Facebook for 3 months.
Are you drinking from a straight 2-liter bottle?
It's actually water.
Okay, I could. Are you sure?
It's colored water. It's not soda. I promise you. There is like no fizz in there.
Why do you have colored water?
What the fuck are you doing?
I've never even heard of this.
What are you doing? What's going on?
I drink water all the time.
I know, but there's no baseball. Now all of a sudden you're finding colored water. Like, what the fuck, dude?
I was fucking drinking this shit while we were talking about baseball in September.
It's because they're the lockout. Like, we're just noticing all the extra little, like, dumb shit where it's like colored water. What the fuck is happening here?
Like, your name's Brad? Is that right?
It's Brady without the Y.
That's it.
B-R-A-D-E-E, Brady.
What a start, boys. I like where we're at right now. Good pace.
We're fucking almost 10 minutes in and we haven't even talked a lick about baseball. We talked about me making it on Facebook. We talked about jerking off. We talked about Monday Night Raw. We've talked about football, everything under the sun, except for the one thing that we actually are supposed to talk about.
And Iowa, hey, at least we're not fucking Wyoming.
Dude, Iowa's a great state.
Or Nebraska.
As far as like cost of living, Iowa's
for you. Hold on. You said Iowa's a great state.
It is a great state.
Baseball team is in Iowa.
The best thing we have is the Iowa Cubs, which is the Chicago's AAA affiliate.
Fire. Well, that's garbage.
We have them, and then we have like for other pro sports, we have like the Iowa Wild, which is the fucking minor league team for the Minnesota Wild. Who would have guessed?
So Iowa sucks. Is basically
what Iowa's great. All right, ironically, this is a great state, and it's really cheap to live here.
Thinking about going on vacation to Iowa. I really was, and it was like,
the fuck, you know,
we can go to the beach, or we can go to fucking Iowa.
Listen, we have three lakes. We have beaches during those three lakes.
Those aren't real beaches. Those are lake beaches.
Stop gatekeeping beaches, you fucking ass clown.
And beaches are next to the ocean, ass clown.
I never thought we would go so East Coast hard on this podcast, but I like where we're at right now, Brad. Good start.
Yeah, you know, I'm a lot closer to the ocean than both of you fucks.
All like the political attack ads are playing right now, like, or have been playing. So like, I want to hit you with like the coastal elites, you know, coming at me from all angles.
And
you
know, let's go, Brandon.
Oh my god!
So there's a lockout.
As most people know, there's a fucking lockout. And because there's a lockout, we don't have baseball shit to talk about. Actually, John Heyman just came out saying that the Boston Red Sox had reached out to Story.
Good deal. I like it.
They were extremely interested in Trevor Story.
I like Story a lot. I do think he's really good. I think some people are really down on him. Like, they look at the road OPS. I really don't care that much. Like, I've seen other players that from Colorado that have left and been just fine. Like, Arenado left, he was fine. LeMahieu left and he got better.
And actually, like, he's kind of declined.
You say that, but he also was playing on the 2021 Colorado Rockies, and I don't think there's anything more depressing than playing for the 2021 Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, there is. Living in Iowa.
Not true. Not true. I'm not going to take this slander, dude. Iowa is a great state.
It is not.
There's at least 20 states that are worse to live in than Iowa. I can guarantee that.
I can guarantee you that you're incorrect.
Really? You want to live in fucking Alabama over Iowa? You sure?
Wyoming? Excuse me. I was Idaho. Born in fucking Alabama, here. You dickhead.
Yeah, that says a lot. That says a lot, Brad. That says a lot.
This Alabama-Iowa fight's got to stop.
Alabama is shit. Like, you're ranked like either dead last or bottom three in education, and it's fucking hot and humid. It's garbage. It's shit. Fuck Alabama.
Fuck Iowa.
I want to be cold and fucking cows. That's what I want. Jesus Christ. All right, lockout.
Lockout and muted Hogdale because he's talking shit about Alabama.
Anyway, like,
the Crimson Tide.
We haven't talked about something that happened 30 minutes.
Wait, what is going on? How is he doing this? Fuck you.
We haven't talked about something that happened 30 minutes before the lockout. The Renfro trade with JBJ.
Yeah, we actually did not get a chance to talk about it. We did.
No, we didn't.
Because the last episode we had Emily Nyman from Breaking Balls. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Em from Breaking Balls Pod. Very, very knowledgeable, extremely fun to talk to, funny as fuck. Definitely want to get her back on. If
you don't listen to her podcast, you're really missing out.
Definitely. She's so talented. Her and her cousin are extremely funny. She's a Yankee fan. He's a Mets fan. And he must be fucking blowing a load right now.
He was in the last episode. He really was.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to it. I've been fucking like extremely busy. I'll have to check it out. But so Hunter Renfro was traded to the Milwaukee Brewers for two prospects and an old face. Who is that old face, Ryan Brady?
JBJ, he's back. I don't really have a real strong opinion. I was like Jackie Bradley. I was cool that he left because for that money. So I really hope that Haim loves the prospects coming back. But I do think this is the beginning of a larger move. I don't know what Jackie's role is going to be on this team. I really don't.
It seems like there's one of two things that could happen. Either he's going to play center field and they're going to move Kike over to right field. There's one.
Nah.
Or he's going to play center field. Actually, there's three. He'll play center field with Kike and they'll just platoon center field, which I'm not a big fan of that. I think if JBJ is going to get 9.5, I think it's 9.5, right?
12.
No, it's 9.5. He's not getting 12 unless he gets signs next year.
He's already it's an $8 million buyout.
Exactly.
It's a horrible contract.
It's 17.5 altogether, no matter what.
He signed a 2-year $24 million deal. So it says right on Sports Track here, Sport Track, that the luxury tax salary is $12 million.
Oh, fuck you.
And
yeah, well, you're not going to pitch. You're not going to platoon a guy that's going to make $12 million.
Okay, this if you're getting like locked up in like the money, like why would you do that? To me, this is a signal that like obviously it wasn't a cash dump like with Renfro, because he JPJ makes more than Renfro does, I think, by like $4 million.
So I believe it was Grant, not you, Hogdale, but the other Grant, who had made the distinction that it was this seems like it was like Renfro was not going to stay with this team. And what it seems, what he had stated, and I didn't think about this at first, but it makes 100%, like it makes sense. Earlier in the season, when they had the COVID outbreak, he ended up going on Marloni and Fourier on WEEI, and he was talking about the whole COVID situation and how like MLB basically told them stop testing. You know, So that whole thing with what he did with WEEI, I don't think sat well with the Red Sox.
I mean, maybe not, but like, I feel like you wouldn't trade a guy just because of that, especially since he has two more years of team control. I think Heim probably just, one, really likes the prospects, and two, like,
I'm not saying that he doesn't like the prospects. I think, Benelis, I believe is his name.
Benelis looks Carrabba's really good. Like, the more I look into him, the more I like him.
Did you see his TikTok?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was
the
amazing.
The TikTok where he's just like,
he was on section 10 too. It was really good.
Yeah, he was on section 10 like 30 minutes after the deal was done.
He was awesome.
Yeah, the thing that concerns me is this one. As long as, and it does appear so, that ownership said,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, we're going to spend. If that's the message, then it really does seem as though I don't see Jackie being a full-time player unless he's got to earn it. It's not going to be just handed to him at all. So I think they must love the prospects they got back, on top of the fact that, you know, Renfro was going to cost, I think, like $7.5 million. So you were going to pay a lot of money. So the question is, do you like Jackie at four and change more plus the prospects? If the answer is yes, then now does Kike go to right field? Do they bring in a new outfielder? Do they bring in Schwarber? Or they bring Suzuki for sure. Schwarber, does he go back to left? And do they bring Verdugo back to right? Because in 2020, he was a good defender in right field. I don't know what the fuck happened last year, but you know, they could go there. Jackie could be a late game replacement. I think there's a lot of options they can do, but it does appear, as though I was wrong, but it hasn't happened yet, it does appear that ownership is greenlighting to spend some substantial amount of money here.
The story is interesting, because I didn't think anything of that. I didn't think that they would be interested in story.
Go ahead. Let's just say, like, what are we doing here? Like, are we moving on? I never got to say my opinion about the fucking trade. I tell you,
nobody
to this
cares,
day, Brad.
Nobody
wow,
cares.
Unbelievable.
All right, talk about it.
Okay, like, in my opinion, like, it's like Brady said. Like, I really think this is this guarantees that there's going to be a lot more moves coming after like the lockout ends. I think Seiya Suzuki is a very real possibility. I think they're really going to be super targeting him. To me, the ideal situation is JBJ is like the fourth or fifth
outfielder. You can say it. Go ahead and say it.
JB Jesus. The mad lad, the absolute legend. But JBJ should not be starting on a playoff or championship caliber team. He should be like your replacement outfielder, like for either defensive replacement or, you know, platoon when Kike needs a day off. He's just a black hole when it comes to offensive production, especially now. It got worse. It was already pretty bad before, but then it like accelerated and it became worse.
Wait. I'm not going to be a JBJ apologist here, but in 2020, in that Mickey Mouse season, he swung the bat pretty fucking well.
Trevor Bauer won the Cy Young.
What I'm saying is, so if he had a completely lost fucking year, he wouldn't be the first player in baseball to be completely, absolutely lost. But if he can hit around 240, 250, you know, hit 15 to 20 homers, that he's been that guy before. Like, he's been a fucking all-star before. So he's not that old. And if he's going to be comfortable somewhere, it's going to be in Boston. I've always liked Jackie. He's gotten some big fucking hits in the postseason before too. Love that. Primetime player. I like the possibility of what he can do. If he's a fourth outfielder, that's great. But I like the idea that he can battle for a position, right?
You want him to be a 240 hitter. You know what? I wouldn't mind him being a 230 hitter.
Okay.
And that's what his average is, his career average.
Yeah.
On base percentage is .311 career. His slugging is .394 and his OPS is .705.
Think about it, man. He got committed a big contract. He would be the first guy to go into a new market, press, and then get into a whole bunch of bad fucking habits. I mean, the list of Red Sox players that came in year one and sucked and then figured it out. Rick Porcello, he's one of them. Josh Beckett, he's another one, right? There's a lot of guys that the first go around isn't their best go around. And I'm not saying he's going to find it back, but if he's going to find his stroke, it's going to be in Boston.
To me, this move also signifies that they're I'm 90% sure they're bringing back Schwarber. Like, honestly.
I don't think so. They want a right-handed bat, which makes no sense because they just traded away a right-handed bat.
We need right-handed bats, they say, after they just traded away their right-handed bat.
I think the thing is really they obviously didn't think what they saw at a Renfro was reproducible.
You got the best season of his career. Like, that's his peak.
I believe 19 was his best season.
You sure?
I believe.
Renfro stats. I don't know.
They get a few more homers, but I think all in all, he had a more complete season this year.
Oh, I agree.
I'm Googling it.
I'm not Googling it.
Because I'm pretty sure he hit for less average that year.
He did. He hit .216. He had .289 on base. Yeah, last year was definitely his better year. He had, some fucking. See, that's what happens when you believe what other clowns say without doing your own research.
Yeah, 33 home runs for the fucking the San Diego Padres.
The Padres.
Listen.
How do you have 33 home runs and only 64 RBIs?
That's tough.
33 home runs. His OPS plus was 103. He was just barely above average hitter. That's a yike.
You know what that tells you, man? He's swinging for the fences no matter the fuck what, right? If there's two guys on, one out, he's fucking swinging for the downs.
He didn't have anybody on. He had 64 fucking RBIs.
Well, he may have had people on, but he's fucking swinging for the fences, so he's striking out like a motherfucker.
He probably had one person on base every time. If he had one person on base every time.
I'll say, like, the 17 and 18 Dodgers were not good baseball teams. They were not fun.
Yeah, I love the idea. Like I said, I think that there's a real possibility. I don't know if the Red Sox will go, you know, deep enough for Suzuki, but I think there's a lot of other, you know, possibilities at play. I still think Kike could earn his way back in a second base. I don't think
he wants second base.
I don't think they give a shit what he really wants. I think they're going to put the best team on the field. If Jackie's hitting and Kike is ready to take second base, then so goes.
He's actually not that great at second.
Kike?
Yeah. He's way better in the outfield.
He's fine at second, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as good as, you know, fucking Marwin.
He's not as good as Marwin. Marwin sucks.
Wow. Good point. That's an accurate point. I think it's cool because obviously there's possibilities. It also feels like a trade is coming. I think for a move for the rotation, because if you're building up depth, you know, might I get my wish of Chris Bassett? Oh, right. Or Sean Manaea. Stop.
I'm ready.
Right. I could see that. Rich. I don't want to ruin but Dick Mountain.
Dick Mountain. Hey, he's back.
What a great fucking signing.
Let's go.
I'm seriously like so happy about Dick Mountain being back just for the simple fact that every time he pitches, I can be like, Dick Mountain is pitching for the Boston Red Sox again.
It's a top one nickname in baseball. Like there's nothing that passes there is Dick Mountain.
I was talking to my supervisor about it and he was like, why are you so happy? I was like, well, we just signed Dick Mountain. And he's like, what? I was like, dude, you got to look it up. Look up Dick Mountain on the computer. And he's like, no, I'm not looking up Dick Mountain on the work computer. And I'm like, all right, look up Rich Hill nickname. And then he looked it up, and it says D.Mountain. And I'm just like, fuck yeah.
Dick Mountain, the legend.
It's seriously like the greatest fucking nickname.
Now,
there's nobody who else has a better nickname than Dick Mountain? I mean, Rich Hill.
Oh my god. Like,
I thought The Conductor was a good one by Chris Sale, but like, that's not nearly as cool as
Mayor of Ding Dong City is pretty good with Travis Shaw. It just doesn't touch Dick Mountain though. It really
wait till he plays second base next year.
Oh, no, so. Please God no.
Oh. I always want.
Here's the problem with the Dick Mountain signing. It's nothing. So good. It's so good. It makes me hate the fact that Michael Wacha got even more money. Just fucking angers the shit out of me. Like, give Dick Mountain the $8 million. Give Wacha the $5 million. And I feel better about everything. Why the fuck is Michael Wacha making $8 million?
Stop Iowa hate. I've had enough. Stop hating on these Iowa boys. All right, Michael Wacha is an Iowa legend.
He's got all his teeth. We like him.
Yeah. First off, I was not in the South. You fucking clown. We have all of our teeth up here.
It is. I don't even give a shit where it is.
We're in the middle of the country. You literally cannot miss it.
Great. That sounds awesome.
We got all of our teeth.
How awesome.
Yeah, I've flown over it. Dope.
You know, it's like we're like a better Minnesota because we don't have like their shitty half Canadian accent.
No, Minnesota has a baseball team. They have a fucking basketball team. They have hockey.
I know.
What does Iowa have? Slipknot?
Well, all those Minnesota teams you just named have won a combined zero championships. Do they really have any of those teams? Do they really probably exist?
You got an Applebee's by you, right, buddy? You got an Applebee's or something like that?
That's funny. That's really funny. Uh-huh. Yeah, we do have an Applebee's.
I know it, fire.
Who doesn't?
That's when you find the right gal. You propose at Applebee's, right?
The Minnesota Twins have two World Such Series championships.
Oh, I forgot about the Twins. I wasn't thinking about the Twins. I was thinking about the Wild and the Vikings. My bad.
How the fuck did every team in the league not want to sign Rich Hill for $5 million?
I don't know.
Like, how the fuck did some team not go, I'll give him $6 million?
The Tampa Bay Rays didn't sign him.
I don't fucking get it. Like, it's such a good fucking signing.
They did get a Kluber, though, which he's going to have a Cy Young year guaranteed.
All right, hold on. Who do we think is going to have a better year? Do we think Kluber's going to have a better year, or is Dick Mountain going to have a better year?
Kluber, because the Rays cheating lab is top one in the entire sport. I don't know what they're doing down there, but it works.
Dick Mountain, because Kluber wouldn't get out of fucking spring training without his arm falling off.
Good boy.
I'm going with Dick Mountain. Yeah, that checks out. I'm going with Dick Mountain simply because it's Dick Mountain.
Yep, that also works.
That checks out.
Sure does. Yep.
This fucking clown over here from Iowa fucking decides to pick Kluber.
Let me guess. Is Corey Kluber from fucking Iowa?
I have no idea where that clown is from. It's not Iowa, I can tell you that. I know he wishes he was from here.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Everybody does.
I'm sure everybody
does. If any of our listeners can go ahead and DM us and let us know if they've ever been to Iowa, that'd be great.
Okay, first off, at least I can like take a deep breath in and not choke because my fucking air is pure compared to your guys' filthy, polluted garbage air.
Do you know where Corey Kluber is from?
Where is he from?
Hold on. Don't say it.
It's going to be good.
If it was from Wyoming, that'd be funny.
He's
from Wyoming. Get the fuck out of here.
Where I was born, motherfucker.
Alabama, motherfucker.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Yep. You're a Cy Young winner, according to you, Dick Mountain. Shit on Dick Mountain. See what that's going to come back to bite in the ass.
Where's Dick Mountain from? That's a real question.
He's from Massachusetts.
Nice.
He's good Massachusetts. Hold on. Dick Mountain. I forgot exactly. Oh.
Dude, like, are you actually Googling it? Hold on.
Seriously. You type in Dick Mountain, Rich Hill's name comes up. I'm not even joking, man.
Google knows.
It's anonymous.
Look at this shit. This is fucking hilarious. I literally just fucking did this.
I need Rich Hill to pull like a prince and be like the pitcher formerly known as Dick Mountain.
Look at this. I put in Dick Mountain right here. And Rich Hill fucking pops up.
Amazing.
Yep. He's from Boston, Massachusetts.
What a legend.
Remember he got in trouble at the Pats game, though?
Yes, his wife got arrested. Him and his wife got arrested. Yeah, did you hear about this shit? Holy shit.
She wouldn't let him. She didn't want her bag getting checked or some shit like that. And the security guard was like, we got to look through it. And Dick Mountain was like, you don't put your hands on my wife. You know who the fuck I am? And they're like, Mr. Mountain, please. And he's like,
Mr. Mountain, please. Dick. I'm intimidated.
Call me Dick, right? And then
hold on. This is the article that I have. This wasn't a planned off-season update from former Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitcher Dick Mountain for sure. During the New England Patriots game against the Buffalo Bills this past Saturday, this was back in 2019. During the New England Patriots game against the Buffalo Bills this past Saturday, Rich Hill and his wife, Caitlin, tried repeatedly to enter Gillette Stadium with an oversized bag. When asked, the couple refused to leave the grounds even when ordered to do so by Foxborough police. Of course, no one was hurt, and it sounds like the event was in the name of having some harmless fun. Moreover, here's a key snippet out of the Boston Globe article. Richard Hill was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest when he allegedly tried to stop police from putting his wife into a prisoner transport vehicle for a ride to the police station for booking on disorderly conduct and trespassing charges, according to police.
She got white girl drunk. That's what happened.
Equally important, Hill showed persistence, a quality he has shown many times, to get back on the mound for the Dodgers this past Saturday. For instance, according to the Globe article, Hill was told several times to back up by law enforcement when they were trying to book Mrs. Hill. Apparently, Hill would not yield, and this ended up leading to his arrest as well. Finally, I love Rich Hill. Already, I miss this guy. Whatever. Fuck off. You're a Dodgers fan.
Fantastic, though. Really?
Silence, Dodgers fan.
I'm as pro-police as you're going to get, but, like, you don't arrest Mrs. Dick Mountain.
No, you did not arrest Mrs. Mountain.
Nope. So she was a little tipsy, right? She had too many white claws, right? We can see that may have happened, right? Possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I like the fire. You know what? Because he looks like the kind of guy in Yankee Stadium. He'd give the finger to like fucking everyone. Just be like, "Fuck off!" Like that's my guy.
And he's the type of guy that's gonna throw you a 46 mile per hour curveball.
Fernando Abad style.
No, fucking Brock Holt style.
Oh,
that wait. Fucking dirty curveball that he threw, that was fucking
I got a question for you. Here we go, Brad.
Yep.
Who has the better season, Dick Mountain or Michael Wacha?
Dick Mountain.
Hogdale, Dick Mountain. So why the fuck is Michael Wacha getting $8 million?
Because why Dean Dog get 9.5?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't understand this. Can we talk about the some of the crazy fucking moves that happen around MLB that that are just like, all right, because I would like to start out with a team that I think really fucked up. I'm talking, you know, the Texas Rangers were like, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to say, fuck it, right? We're going to sign Semien till he's like 40. And then we're going to sign Corey Seager till he's like 41, because that seems like a phenomenal idea, right? Because we're close to winning. Oh, wait, we're not. So now we're going to sign John Gray and bring him in because now we have a winning rotation. Oh, wait, we don't. What the actual fuck did the Rangers do?
Well, I mean, like, look at what the fucking Mets did. They gave back Scherzer $43 million a year for 3 years.
But they're a team that's on the precipice of at least being a contender.
I don't think so. The Mets are always – come on, man. The Mets are going to always Met.
I'm not buying it. Sorry.
I don't know, man. Starling, if you can throw infinite money at the issue, will they really?
They will Met. Because fucking we talked about it in the last episode. What's going to end up happening? The Mets are going to Met, and the most Mets thing is going to fucking happen to the Mets. Max Scherzer is going to fucking lose a brown eye. He's going to get two blue eyes or some shit. And then he's going to just
you
like,
say that.
He's just going to fucking not be able to.
Stop trying to get first Max Scherzer.
Emily said it in
asshole.
The last episode. Emily said
I was owned. I was owned fucking Max Scherzer. Don't you fucking do this.
I wish.
Listen to their fucking infield. Eduardo Escobar at third. Lindor at short.
Robinson Cano at second.
Yes.
Good meme.
Jeff McNeil at second.
Where's Robinson Cano going to play?
On the fucking bench.
Fuck?
He's not good.
Yep. Well, Pete Alonso at first. That's an infield. That's a really
that
good
is not
infield.
An infield. Nope.
What the
your,
fuck
your,
is
your
that?
Outfield is Canna, Marte, and who's Nimmo. Who'd be their third? Yeah, Nimmo. That's a really good outfield.
JD Davis as well. Dom Smith.
Like, if those are your bench bats, like, you're in pretty good shape.
We'll see what the Mets fucking do, because, like I said, the Mets will Met.
Dude, they
I feel like
lose.
You're wishing injuries upon the Mets. And, like,
Scherzer's going to get a black eye instead of a fucking blue eye.
You stop. Listen, they lose Stroman. They lose Stroman. They
I'm
bring
so
in
upset
Max
about
Scherzer.
That.
Look at that. I mean, what a fucking – I really would love that Stroman. But fucking Max Scherzer. That's
I'm so disappointed in the fact he went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, they're not going to fucking be a contender at all. Like, what in the fuck are you doing?
Like, dude? Do the Cubs have, like, these crazy prospects that I just am, like, completely out of touch with? Like, that, like, we're missing here?
Probably not.
I don't understand why he wasn't like, all right, they got Max Scherzer. All right, I need to go talk to Stevie boy. And be like, hey, yeah. I'll take like $7 million a year. You know, just give me like, what is it? I'll take $7 million. And if I hit a certain like thing, if I hit a certain like innings pitched, you have to pay me more, you know, like, fuck, I would have done something like that. But to pitch with Scherzer, DeGrom, something's going to happen.
They got DeGrom.
Someone's going to break their leg.
DeGrom, Scherzer.
DeGrom's going to break his leg.
Is it Taiwan?
Taiwan Walker.
Yep. Taiwan Walker.
Carlos Carrasco, who I fucking love.
If he stays healthy.
And Trevor Williams. I think that was a rookie that they had.
They almost had Trevor Bauer.
It's a good thing they didn't. Dodged a bullet with that one.
Yeah.
That guy is such a fucking clown, dude.
He really is.
I went on his fucking Twitter today and I was just like, you know, the worst thing that can ever happen to baseball is you coming back.
Ouch.
Oh, it's funny.
I mean, it's not like you're wrong, but I would digress. I would think the worst thing would happen is if Rob Manfred and Tony Clark were in charge of labor dispute.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, we're fucked.
God damn it. Get Theo in there. God damn it. I've had enough.
Just let Theo work it out.
Bauer is possibly the worst fucking player. And this is coming from, like, we have players like Aroldis Chapman and Domingo Herman, and we have Marcell Ozuna. You know,
what about the fucking the Pittsburgh Pirates had a closer who
Ozuna?
No,
the Pirates. You're talking about Felipe Vasquez. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was dating like a 14-year-old girl. So
pedophile energy. Yeah, no, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, so I mean, I mean, I don't know how you say which was worse. You know what I mean? But like.
He's never coming back.
No. There's a chance Trevor Bauer throws another pitch in MLB again. Not saying he should, but there's a chance he does. Felipe Lopez is never pitching. I'm going to throw a pitch in MLB before he does.
No.
He's from Iowa, too.
He's from Venezuela, you fucking tard.
It's like I try to tell Felipe Vasquez what I told, you know, the Catholic Church and, you know, executives in Hollywood. Just simply don't fuck kids. How hard is it to not fuck kids?
Okay. There were some other crazy moves.
Wow. What a transition.
I don't get this one. Robbie Ray left for 5 years, like $110 million to go to Seattle. But then the Jays signed Kevin Gausman to 5 years, $110 million.
I guess they just must not believe in Ray long term, honestly.
But you're going to believe in Kevin Gausman after his lengthy track record of awesomeness?
I mean, at least Gausman's had 2 good years compared to Ray's 1.
And not for nothing. Maybe
the Jays just didn't want to give him that extra $5 million.
Yeah, but like, I was a little upset that Gausman was the guy that I thought for that price tag, that felt like a Red Sox move. That felt Heine to me.
Yes.
Wow, that's very, I'm not going to say it here. I'll say it in the chat.
Wow. I mean.
Shut up. Oh my God.
No. Smart, undervalued, smart signing.
Intellect. I know what you're gonna type. I know what.
Intellect.
Oh my God.
Intellect. Smart.
Yes.
Smart. So Robbie Ray went to Seattle because Seattle's ready to win, right? They're ready to win, right? They're fucking fired up. They're ready to go.
The Mariners are fucking getting ready to go.
Have you guys ever seen that clip from, I don't know, it was some game show in the 80s. And it was just like the dude like said to the contestant, it's like, name the country that has the most doctors per capita. And then like, the dude is just like, probably the country with the most Jews. I'm going to say Israel. And it was Israel. He got the question right.
Why are we segueing into Jews? He said Heine, and then you come out and say Jews. It's like, God damn it, Hocktail.
I'm a friend of the Jews. Any blasphemy at all.
I'm glad you had a good Hanukkah.
My dad is Jewish.
Nice. My dad is not.
Yeah, your dad got a picture of your uncle's balls.
All right. So, Robbie Ray, they're the same fucking age. Robbie Ray gets $115 million. Kevin Gausman gets $110. So, the Jays save $5 million. That's great. And they lost the second baseman. So, the Jays have I don't know how they're replacing Marcus Semien.
What's his name? fucking
And that guy too. Yep.
Fuck Biggio? His name. Gavin Biggio. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So then who replaces Gavin Biggio at third base? Right.
Vladdy. put his ass bat over.
Maybe Pablo Oscar Sandoval.
Shut no, up. Thank you. If I swear to God, if that motherfucker plays baseball this plays baseball this year, I'm going to lose my shit.
I've had enough.
He won't.
He'll play baseball in the minor leagues.
I can't wait till he gets even fatter.
He'll play baseball in his local beer league.
And he'll fucking rake there.
Pinch runner. There's no way he's running.
Pinch runner Pablo Sandoval.
He's going to be the fucking DH, if anything.
He's or the DR. Designated
or runner. The DE.
Designated eater.
Eater.
That's right.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Just some of these contracts.
This is such a bad episode.
This is the best episode. What are you talking about?
Some of these contracts, really, though. Like, here's what's crazy. Dodgers. Oh, they signed Chris Taylor. Great. I was glad the Red Sox didn't sign him. Awesome.
Did they actually sign him?
Yeah. $15 million for like, I don't remember how many years. I think it's four. But like, I don't want to give up the qualifier. I don't want to give up the draft pick at that. So that worked out. And the Yankees have done literally nothing. Like, nothing. And the Red Sox signed Michael Wacha.
Hey, they got JBJ back.
And they signed Dick Mountain. Stop fucking put some Dick respect Mountain on the Red Sox name.
Dick Mountain is way better.
I was building up to it. No, I was going in reverse order.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm going to segue into something that has nothing to do with baseball.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this one. Go ahead.
Oh, my fucking God.
Real bad.
Yeah. Did you hear about the fucking chicken tenders thing?
Oh, yes. No.
I don't want to think about
fuck?
It.
This is not good. I saw the word extinct, and I'm like, whoa.
That's hyperbole. That's such hyperbole. I mean, I did read the article, and it's like, chicken tenders are still going to be around, but they're going to be more expensive because of the supply shortage.
What if they're not, though?
Chicken! Are we really short on fucking chicken?
Now you know why I'm farming shit.
Yeah, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm saying something right now, and I'm gonna say this to a guy that's on fucking who just messaged me on Facebook.
Here we
and
go.
He's from Venezuela, and he goes, "Hey Brad, do you have $300?" So I'm going to answer.
Oh,
I sure do.
Ooh, this is where Brad he gets an offer for like an Arabian prince. That if you just send the $300 to him, you know, you're going to get $1 million in 2 weeks.
He's Venezuelan. You should text him and tell him to tell Felipe Vasquez to stop fucking kids. That'd be pretty cool.
Is it a Felipe Lopez?
I have no idea. It's Felipe something.
It is Felipe something.
That checks out. Yep.
That does check out. So he just goes, "Hey, Brad, you have 300, 300 what? Dollar. I sure do. I'm waiting." Oh, he just read it. Let's.
It is Vasquez. I got it right.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry. I'm glad that you have your child abusers, you know, got it all checked out.
Look at this. Look at this shit. You guys see this shit?
Oscar Jesus. What a legend.
No. Look what he fucking wrote.
I can't see it.
You use Zelle app.
What did it say?
Fucking sure Zelle. Do.
What did it say?
You use Zelle app. So
Oscar
it's Oscar Jesus, bro. Like, come on, get your Spanish.
That's literally out. Just how they pronounce Jesus. What is the problem here?
It's Jesus. That's how you pronounce it, douche nugget.
Jesus.
I'm a baseball player. Cool story.
That's crazy.
You know what? Fuck you.
He's like he's like 13 years old. It's
when
like,
Oscar you? Jesus. Fucking makes it to the show. I'm on record right now. Oscar Jesus, I'm a fan. Can he close for the Sox?
That's the real question.
Hey, dude, he wants to play for the Red Sox.
We need a closer.
That's what he said.
What a legend.
Tell Matt Barnes sucks. And anyone tells you, you know, conversely, he's just an asshole. Yeah, he's a baseball player.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. But it's like, whoop, wow. What in the world was that?
This took a turn. This took a real turn.
That took a real bad turn, bro.
No one saw. All right.
Hey, he's probably watching this on my profile right now.
Anyway.
Okay, well, so that's our new closer, Oscar Jesus.
Yep. Cool.
Great. All right. Fire.
Anyway.
I'm pumped. Listen, this is breaking. Did we sign him? Did the Sox sign him?
Probably not. All right, let's move on to things that people actually give a shit about.
You know what's really worked out for the Mets? The fact that the lockout, they can actually take as much fucking time
God
as they want.
God damn it, Brad, stop being a cunt. Like, just fucking, God damn it.
They can actually interview as many managerial candidates as they want right now.
You know who I want them to name as their manager?
Buck Showalter?
No.
Oh, you already said that last time. Give me a couple guesses, okay? Oh, you go.
He was suspended.
Benny Agbayani.
He was suspended.
Felipe Vasquez.
Beltran.
Yes. I think Carlos Beltran should have his fucking job back.
It hasn't even been I think it's not even a maybe. Curtis Granderson was thrown out there, but apparently
he don't want it.
No, he was like, that job? Fuck that. I'm too smart for that shit.
The Mets always met.
The truth any manager that wouldn't want to take that job is a fucking idiot. Are you kidding me? All the talent on that team?
Yep.
The owner tweets. Fucking cry me a river.
Buck Showalter is probably the best candidate, in my opinion.
I don't know, man. The other day, Giraffe Deck Mark, the YouTuber, pointed this out. He said, Buck Showalter on MLB Network said 2 weeks ago, it's impossible to platoon a catcher. I don't want this man anywhere near the Mets.
You got McCann for the Mets, right?
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like,
oh, there you go.
You platoon catchers in the modern MLB. You don't have a catcher play 82 games. Like, we're not.
There you go. How about Brian McCann? Bring him back as the manager. He retired a couple years ago.
I mean, Braves legend. Yankees legend, too.
Not really.
Astros legend. Didn't he win with the 2017 Astros?
I think he did.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
If they gave him the job and not fucking Beltran, that's fucking douchey.
That is kind of fucked up. It really is. So, baseball locked out.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. How long do we think... Do we think this is going to affect the season, or do we think it's going to be like a short-term situation?
I'm going to go further. I'm going to write it down. I want dates here. I want every person to give me when the lockout ends. Right, I'm going to write this shit down. I'm going to put it in my book. All right, I'm going to vault that shit. Hogdale, when's the lockout end?
March 7th.
March 7th. Okay, that would probably.
That's a Monday.
Thanks.
That's a Monday.
Thanks, Rayman. All right. Brady without the Y.
I'm going to go. The lockout's going to end on January 26th, which is a Wednesday.
That was not real. Okay. And
how is that not real?
Because there's no way they're getting this shit done in the next 6 weeks. There's no fucking chance. There's zero. The earliest it would be is Valentine's Day, and that's not happening. I'm going to go ahead right now. I'm going to go with the old Price is Right rules here, and I'm going to go with March 8th.
You are such a clown. You're such a clown. You motherfucker.
You went one.
The Price is Right. Dude, if someone did that to me when I was on the Price is Right, I think I might actually fucking kick them in the face. Honestly.
So I got it. I got it. My little cheat sheet.
I'll go one more. March 9th. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, you're in.
You're
in.
Locked in.
That's a horrible guess.
No, no, it's not.
That's a terrible guess.
I bet you I'm closer than you fucks.
The real answer is December of 2022.
Oh, God. What happens then? Like, for real, if an entire baseball season went by, does a year of the contract go by, even though players didn't get paid?
I genuinely have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it would, because baseball wouldn't have existed. So I don't think a year would have passed on the contract.
That would suck, though. Everyone's stuck for another year older of a guy, and you're like...
Yeah. I don't think either side's going to go... I don't think it's going to go a year, though. Because they're both too fucking greedy.
Yeah, now, they want money.
not for nothing. I got in an argument about this on Twitter, because that's what people do on Twitter.
Really?
You know, someone's like, you know, you hear people like, oh, it's the fucking, you know, the owners. Oh, it's, you know, the fucking players. Well, to me, it's a really easy solution. If you go right now, I'm a huge hockey guy as well, right? And in hockey, if a player is up for arbitration, the player submits an offer and has comps about why they think they should get that. Ownership provides comps about why they should get it. There's no middle ground. The arbitrator goes like this. This person's more reasonable. That's it. That's done. You can't argue it. If you bring the owners, bring their best offer, the most rational, you know, whatever, and the players do, and an arbitrator can go like this. All right, that side is more reasonable. And that's it. We're done. Because if you're, you know, and both sides would say no, because they're both being fucking ridiculous. They're both being stupid. And no one wants to meet any fucking middle ground. And they won't do it until really probably March, when they realize they're probably going to have a condensed spring training. And then, you know, the season, you'll hear all these stories about how they didn't get all their reps in and this, all that shit. And that's what's going to happen.
The thing is, I don't want to blame the players right now. I really don't. Like, when the players' demands are like, hey, I don't want to wait till I'm like in my 30s to hit free agency, I feel like that's a pretty valid complaint. Like, the fact that like fucking like Wander Franco, we're talking about that extension, is like, it is a positive thing for him because of the current structure where he isn't going to hit free agency until he's like 32. Like, it's pretty fucking asinine. Like, it really is.
Well, yeah. The one thing is, I
fuck
get it.
Wander Franco.
I get it, but not for nothing. Yeah, like I said, if both sides want to come together and let an arbitrator decide, you know, that's what's best for the game. It's just to say, hey, if you don't think you're being unreasonable, then let someone who's independent decide. But neither side wants to do that because they're both being fucking ridiculous. Hopefully cooler heads prevail. But I will say this, the flurry of moves before the lockout was really good for baseball.
No, it wasn't.
What are you talking about?
No, it wasn't. Dude. You know why those flurries happened?
Because
the owners want to sit there and make everybody think, oh, it's not us.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a John Boy threw this out as a conspiracy theory that, like, the reason, like, they did that is because, like, see, the smaller market teams like Texas and, you know, the Blue Jays are spending, like, and the Mariners are spending. The smaller market teams spend money. You guys are just being ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm saying that the excitement with the number of transactions that took place in that period of time is really good for baseball. I think that a roster freeze for a month or something like that might be a smart move for them to consider. Speed things up because, I mean, you know, you look at the NBA, you look at the NFL, they do their off seasons really, really right, really exciting. And MLB, it's really starting to get dragging on more every year. It used to be like winter meetings. You'd see a ton of shit. Now it's January or February or even a little later, right? Like,
it's damn near like right at spring training. Like, it's been ridiculous the last few years. Like, that's why this year was such a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
What is it, Brian? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Bruce Bochy for the Mets.
I wouldn't hate it. I like Bruce Bochy.
That's what you came up with. I got one. Tommy Lasorda.
No, thank you.
He can't make a mistake then.
Like, Brad Ausmus is still a candidate, and it makes me just lose faith in humanity.
Christ, enough with Brad Ausmus already. Like, he doesn't. He's not good.
Who was the pitching coach for the Angels?
Oh, Mickey Callaway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have him come back.
Dick Pick Mick?
Yes. I think Mets fans would actually just have like a mass suicide if they fucking brought back Mickey Callaway.
Now,
they
not hated for him. Nothing. John Farrell, I mean, you don't even hear anything about John Farrell, and not for nothing. 2016, 2017, those were good, solid baseball games. I'm saying he deserves another opportunity.
No, thank you.
Not in Boston.
Well, to be fair, if Brad Allsmith is still getting looks, how is John Farrell not? Like, what?
Right. What's the worst that John Farrell did? He's boring.
You know what? I would honestly rather them. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus, I would rather them take fucking Bobby Valentine back.
All right, oh, my that's God. Stupid. Really?
I didn't say Boston. He was a good manager in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what, the 1990s,
25 years ago, bro.
2001, bro.
No.
That early? No, 2000. Really?
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, 2001. 2001, he was there.
The best Bobby Valentine thing ever is when he got ejected from the game and he came back in wearing, like, the fake mustache and, like, the glasses.
You're that's not literally really. That's literally my favorite so Bobby good. Valentine.
That's like a top 50 all-time baseball moment.
Can I ask you guys, when Bobby was hired, all right, when they fired Tito, right, and they brought in Bobby, what were your thoughts?
I was pretty young at the time, but I remember thinking, I was like,
I hated it. I hated the fact that Terry Francona was ever pushed out of Boston.
But hold on. Besides the fact that Tito got fucking let go, that had nothing to do with Bobby.
But here's the problem. If your parents got divorced, right, and mom brings home a new guy, he's not my dad, fuck that piece of shit, right?
That's wow, what you sounded just like Will Ferrell from fucking Step Brothers. I was like, I'm not calling him dad.
Yeah, right.
Even if there's a fire.
So, listen, if they could have brought in Brad Ausmus, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Now, the problem is Bobby Valentine was a fucking clown. He was a clown show. And in spring training, he had him fucking running everywhere. He had him fucking doing all these, like fucking all these mini drills he got from Japan and shit. And Kevin Youkilis was like, this is fucking horrible, man. Like, it was bad. It was a bad
idea. Bobby Valentine is the first baseball personality I ever despised because he drove Kevin Youkilis out of Boston because I loved him. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite players growing up.
True. It's true.
Yeah, I definitely fucking hated that too.
I'm bringing I want John Farrell back in MLB in some capacity.
I'll take him over Brad Ausmus any day.
His lifetime career managing record is 586 wins, 548 losses.
That's not bad.
500, not bad.
Yeah, still on the right side of 60, barely. He's from Iowa.
No, he's not.
He is from New Jersey. That's real. So that might be helpful in some way.
Close enough. Close enough. Am I right?
He was the.
This kid's still asking me for fucking $300.
Tell him that you have a Nigerian prince that you can point him to.
He goes, can you help me with $300? Why? And I go, no. He goes, why, bro? I need for my visa. Like, bro, you just. Like,
I don't know you. just block him. Like, what?
No, I'm not going to block him because it's funny.
It's kind of sad.
Dude, 2013, I forgot. Farrell was the manager of the Boston Red Sox in 2013, so he wins a World Series championship.
Valentine was 2012.
Right, but Farrell won a ring.
This kid's sending me his picture of his fucking passport.
14 and 15, they were garbage. And 16 and 17, they won the division.
That's just sad.
It's pretty good, man. 3 out of 5 years, he had solid years. We're having two different conversations at the same time, which is interesting. Brad is now invested heavily in the future closer for the Boston Red Sox.
This kid hits tanks, supposedly, so I don't think he's the future.
We don't need that. I need
fuck,
a closer.
Oh, you just said fuck off, man.
Okay.
Brad making friends, probably getting his Facebook account suspended before night's end. That checks out.
I just said, sure. Cool, you cunt.
What a... Okay. Brad making friends everywhere he goes. Really proud of him.
This is like the opposite of networking. This is like anti-networking.
No, don't tell me to fuck off because I'm not going to send you 300. Oscar fucking Jesus from Venezuela. I do not know you. I am not sending you $300 fucking dollars.
Hey, Brad, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Can you send me $300?
I'll send you $300.
Thanks, man.
But if I send you $300, you have to send me $600 because I know you got money.
Some interest. I know. No, I don't.
I know Mrs. Brady got money.
She might, yeah. But I don't.
Yeah,
I certainly don't. I don't.
You I'm know never going to ask. Hogdale does not.
No, I have anti-money. Like, fucking honestly.
Steve Cohen has money.
No, no, dude, Uncle Steve, bro, can you chuck me like a mill, Chief? I swear I'll you pay you back.
How cool would it be if Steve Cohen was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking lower the prices at the concession stands.
Right. Dude, I wish
he's going to what? He's going to lower the prices at the concession stands?
Yeah. What if he did that? What if he was like, I'm knocking $3 off beers? But really, please, drink up.
I feel like he would do that if the Mets were bad. Because right. he'd empathize as a fan. He'd be like, fucking, yeah, here, I'll lower the prices.
They're on like an 8-game losing streak. He's like, half price off food. Right? They're that's like, cool. Well, at least we got that. Shake Shack, it's only $22 for a burger now. Dope.
Oh.
Shake Shack is a burger joint, by the way, Hogdale. I know you've never heard of that before.
Yes,
because
I
fuck Iowa, off. Friendly's is like fine dining out there.
First off, I've never even seen a Friendly's, so I don't even know what you're talking about, too.
You have a Shoney's out there.
That's okay. There's probably not going to be any fucking Friendly's coming in the near future anyways. They're all closing
down. And also, we don't have a Shake Shack, but we have Steak and Shake, so fuck you.
That's
Wawa's? Do you have a Wawa's?
We do not. No, I think that's an East Coast thing.
Do you have electricity after 10 p.m.?
Jesus Christ. All right, this is it. Funny. We're done. We're done, you guys.
I've had enough.
You're listening to The Rashella Show.
Yep. Yep.
What's up?
The lockout season has officially begun. A lot of different things happening. Brad having international fights. Hogdale vehemently defending his honor of his state. Why? No one really fucking knows. And
I know you can't because like you guys hate the shitty states that you live in, but fuck it. I love my home state. I was great.
I mean, you're not wrong. I definitely hate the fucking state of Connecticut.
I hate New York. I mean, there is nothing I hate more.
I thought you were gonna say there's nothing in New York that I could hate. I mean, I could love. And I'd be like, well, wait until Mrs. Brady hears this.
Oh no. I do love the New York Rangers. There you go.
That's terrible.
They're having a good year.
They're a fucking terrible team.
Oh, yeah. Second in points. I know.
How's Lafreniere look?
Fucking terrible.
Competitive.
I'm sorry, who?
Oh, Alexei. Alexei. Lafreniere. He's Russian.
Venezuela.
Austin.
I think that pretty much sums it up here. I think it does.
Go Leafs.
I think we're good.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Fuck you, Oscar Jesus.